Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and oh my God, very sexy people. Hi, the season is upon us, my favorite season of the year. My birthday, no, but my birthday is here. Everybody say happy birthday, Dee. Yes, I was thinking last night, I wonder what my mommy was going through 67 years ago today. And I could really feel me connect with her spirit. It was cool. It was really cool. So, you know, I love celebrating birthdays. I love celebrating me. I love celebrating the fact that I'm here. So it's just been kind of one big party for the last week, and it'll continue through Tuesday with my beautiful daughter. And one of my biggest blessings is, of course, having you all and the community that we share. And I mean that's not just words. You can hear it. You can hear the emotion in me when I say that. So my love to all of you. And when I asked what we were going to talk about today, I was very surprised because I thought we were going to talk about something entirely different. There's so much coming up right now, as there always is toward the end of the year, when we're getting ready to start a new energy and a new year. But there's just so much that I thought we were probably going a different way, but no, here we are. So if you want to talk to me in the channel, press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup before we begin. If you're just joining us, this show is all about the latest information which comes through the channel, the highest information, the highest truth around any of your questions or the questions and challenges that are going on in the world today. So, welcome, everybody. Today, we're starting off talking about being reborn. I said, okay, so born? No, reborn. And they went on, the channel went on to explain that the Christ child is really reborn every Christmas through the story of the Christ child. And that's the story of hope and love that we start anew, hunger to start anew, and to celebrate at the beginning of every year. And so we start fresh, and we start with hope, and we start with our innocence again, and we start with our resolutions again. And then during the year, we get worn down by the media and by fear and by our own belief systems and by where our focus is pulled to. So the channel wants us to understand that the story of the Christ child represents the new birth of all of us. I want to say that again, represents the new birth or the rebirth of all of us, so that we again are reborn into the love of who we are. Because the story of the Christ child is the story of love, unconditional love, divine love, literally being born into the three-dimensional world. So it is our great honor to be the Christ child consistently and constantly in the world, to be love, to live love, to hold the focus on the truth. And that takes me to a more real, tangible thing that I want to talk about. There's a wonderful article. I will be posting it in the e-blast tomorrow that's going around on Facebook called The World Is Not Falling Apart. And it's a well-documented article. I've scoped it out all over the internet. It's not up on Snopes. I cannot find anybody that disagrees with this article. If you can, please let me know. But they quote their sources, as you will see in the article. I'm not going to take time to do it on the show. But it's literally about we all have to take responsibility now for looking at the facts and not buying into the fear and the pressure and the panic that the news media wants you and is encouraging you to focus on, from everything from terrorism down to the pharmaceuticals that they're shoving down us. But and this show is not a politically motivated show, but it is a consciously motivated show. And so I want to just quickly talk about this article because it goes into how we are threatened by the media if we're not living in fear, literally. But it says, the sub-headline is, never mind the headlines, we've never lived in such peaceful times. So I want you to look at where your perspective of the world is right now when I just quickly go over some of these statistics they have. As troubling as the recent headlines have been, these lamentations need a second look. It's hard to believe we are in greater danger today than we were when the world was falling apart, and they go into, you know, the nuclear period confrontations during the Cold War and the conflicts in Africa and Asia and the World Wars 1 and 2. How can we get a less hyperbolic assessment of the state of the world? Certainly not from daily journalism. And you know, I have a minor in journalism, and I remember talking a lot in our college classes about what they call yellow journalism, which journalism is supposed to simply report the facts without any drama or emotion connected to it. So obviously, we don't have a lot of that anymore in the world. As long as violence has not vanished from the world, there will always be enough incidents to fill the evening news. And since the human mind estimates probability by the ease with which it can recall examples, news readers will always perceive that they live in dangerous times. And what you perceive, you create more of in the reality of your own life. We know that. It is statistically certain that the lurking disasters will not space themselves evenly in time, but will frequently overlap. And what the news media does is then they take these overlaps and they go, oh, look, you know, we're living in hell. Hell is here. And then we go back into the doomsday things. The only sound way to appraise the state of the world is to count. How many violent acts has the world seen compared with the number of opportunities? And is that number going up or down? As Bill Clinton likes to say, follow the trend lines, not the headlines. So I'm just going to give you some of the facts as they report it here. The link to the whole article will be in the e-blast that goes out tomorrow. The rate of homicide has been shrinking. That's a fact. The great American crime decline of the 1990s, which flattened out at the start of the new century, resumed in 2006, and defying the conventional wisdom that hard times lead to violence, proceeded right through the recession of 2008 and up to the present. Now, some of the sources are the UN, the Office for National Statistics. You can see all this in the article. Homicide rates have fallen. Among the 88 countries with reliable data, 67 have seen a decline in the past 15 years. That's probably not the perception of the world most of us have from the news headlines. And again, I reiterate, our perceptions create the reality we live in. The rate of Mexican homicide has declined. Many criminologists believe that a reduction of global violence by 50% in the next three decades is a feasible target for the next round of Millennium Development Goals. Do you? Do you believe that? Because as you believe, it's delivered to you. Violence against women. Rates of rape or sexual assault and of violence against intimate partners have been shrinking for decades and are now a quarter or less of their peaks in the past. Now, nobody's saying that things still don't happen, guys, but we're saying, as we say often on this show, we've got to acknowledge the good that we are creating here. And it goes on to talk about women, more about women and widespread support for women's rights, even into third world countries, you know, with forced marriage and genital mutilation and horror killings and things like that. So I urge you to read this article. I urge you to be more conscious when you're listening to the news. Sit there and go, okay, what? This is the fact, and this is the drama that they're putting on it. And look at what is going on even with Mr. Trump, whom I think is bringing some interesting things to the forefront, but oftentimes even the press is calling him out on the fact that he's not representing the facts. He's getting us all worked up. And, you know, getting people worked up so that they are inclined more to participate and they are inclined more to take action is a good thing, but not if they're not correctly informed. And who's responsible for us informing ourselves? We are. So if we are going to be reborn all the time, each moment, as the new birth of love, we have to be informed. We have to hold our focus toward what we want, which is divine love existing in the world, creating the world as we know it now. Okay, so we're going to balance all this. We bring in the symbol and the formula that the channel has delivered to us over the past 5 years. We are going to call in the violet flame and the golden light, which washes out everything and shifts everything back into the light so it can be redirected into love. And so it is. And now we can go to the call. So please put your little hand up if you want to talk with the channel. We're going to start with Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, honey.
Hi. So good to talk to you.
You too.
Yesterday morning around 3 a.m., I was driving back from work, my night job that I work. And I crashed my car. I fell asleep for a second. And they think it's totaled, and I'm okay. I'm really sore, but it.
What's your question, Lynn?
Is this about being reborn?
Well, interesting question. I get a yes. So let's figure out how that. well, the first words that they're giving me is this is a wake-up call. Which is kind of funny because you fell asleep.
Yeah.
But it's a wake-up call. Do you know what it's a wake-up call for?
I mean, I got that too, and I've been working.
It's a wake-up call to be more conscious, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, to stay awake and be more conscious, which is exactly what the whole first part of the show was about. Is that we have got to wake up and see really what is going on in our world, not only the world as a whole, but in our personal world.
Okay.
And to bring that balance back in, Lynn. You no matter how much we push ourselves, guys, and I really pushed myself in Australia. I haven't been sick in a long time, but I really got this creeping cred that everybody went, I don't like to use the word that's going around, right, because I don't have that belief. But when you lower your immune system from going out of balance, then you make yourself susceptible to everything that's out there, because everything that's out there is always out there. It's not that, you know, you get on a plane, because how many planes am I on every year, right? How many times do you drive home from work in a year? A lot.
Yeah.
But the point is you lost consciousness, and that's the highest place we're going, and it's a metaphor, literally, for moving out of the consciousness of this, of the Christ child love that we're being asked to realize we are the creators and the representation of.
Okay.
So balance is the highest word for everyone today. Reclaiming the balance in our lives, reclaiming the balance in our creation, reclaiming the balance in our world. Because if we're not claiming that balance, the world will pull us in every way to be out of balance. Oh, well, you have to be out of balance because you have to make more money. So you can't stay in balance because you've got to make more money. But we know that the very core of creation, and if we want to create money and create health and create success, we have to create balance.
Right.
I'm not getting anything higher than that. That's what it's about. First of all, I'm glad you're okay. Second of all, and this is coming from Dee, well, the channel saying, and also the channel, that you might want to visit a chiropractor sooner than later, because your body was traumatized.
Yeah.
You know, and it might help to hold the balance if you got it aligned.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, guys. When stuff like that comes out, it's coming energetically, and you've got to weigh the information for yourself. So that's your answer, Lynn, is to focus on holding the balance in your life, because you tend to get caught up in the drama of, well, the highest word is safety, the drama of safety, which, again, is an interesting metaphor for the car crash. Okay, baby?
So and I just want to say, you know, my day job is bodyguarding and security work. And I stopped the other day. You know, it's funny. All the roles that I've booked have been about detectives or, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then the work I do to make a living is security work, body work, bodyguard work, executive protection work. It's all around safety and, like, stuff like that.
Right.
And I thought, well, is that because I don't feel safe and so I need to be in these positions to feel, like, to control?
I get it, yeah.
Or...
yeah.
Okay. Can that be a positive as far as, like, practice for the roles that I go out for? Is it just a shift in...
Well, you know, I'm going to answer that question by, when I do my horror films, knowing how to cry and scream and flee for my life works really well. It doesn't work in my life.
Okay, yeah.
So... you have to use it for your parts, but you cannot use it for your life because that's what's throwing you out of balance.
Okay. Well, right now I just heard you just need to get out there and do your acting.
Guys,
and
let,
I,
let me make it as simple as I can. What you all need to do is go out there and be happy.
Okay.
Whatever makes you happy and feel better is going to create what you want. It's the simplest way we can say it. Okay?
Okay.
So let's balance all this, invoke the symbol, the formula. Everybody picturing that? The violet flame, the golden light. We're directing our lives to be held in balance and calm and peace. Oh, this is interesting. And ecstasy. I like that one. Okay. Well, I like them all. So it is. All right, Lynn, thanks for calling in. What a great
Thank
start
you. Happy
show.
Birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Miss Emily in California, what's up?
Hi, Dee. I would
Hi,
love
baby.
To know how can I be even more in alignment with my rebirth?
Great question. And where is that piece of paper? I just did a whole program for Joe Vitale. That he wanted me to do. And that, I have to get that piece of paper. Everybody, hold on. It's right here. I'll be right back. This one, I thought I had everything on the desk. They didn't tell me to put this one on the desk. So hang on, because I almost threw it out, and I went, no, I think I'm going to need that. All right. He wanted me to answer the question, your recommendation for a practical way for people to make money as an entrepreneur. And you know what the channel said? You've got to keep yourself in alignment. And they then went in talking about the four cornerstones. Do I love me? Do I love all other energy? Do I know that I create my life, that I'm the power, and am I in the present moment? And there's a fifth thing that they want to add for you, for your question, Sheets. But give me a song.
Happy Birthday.
Yeah. Well, right in alignment with, that's the song they gave me when I asked what we should talk about today. So, Happy Birthday is all about being born, isn't it? Is about, and when we're born, people celebrate. And that's the highest word, most correct, most complete. Yes, you need to celebrate yourself more. We all need to celebrate who we are more and our specialness in this world. When I ask if there's anything higher, I get a no, and we understand it in the highest way, I get a yes. So, you know, guys, we're just taught to judge ourselves and put ourselves down and what's wrong with us and blah, blah, blah. And they're going, no, if you really want to hold yourself in creative alignment, start looking at how awesome you are, what part of you you can celebrate. I did a wonderful thing for myself yesterday. I invited a lot of my good girlfriends to a birthday lunch that I hosted. Instead of having each of them take me individually because of time and everything this year, and it was one of the greatest days I've had this year. We just all got together and celebrated, and I gave that gift to me to celebrate me with my friends around me.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So start celebrating who you are. Mm. Get up every morning and go, what's good about me? What's awesome about me? I'm telling you, if everybody would do that in the morning, we would not have anybody joining ISIS. We would not have energy that needed to destroy things to feel better and more powerful about ourselves. It just wouldn't happen. It couldn't happen. It can't hold the same space. So go celebrate yourself, baby, and thank you for that question and bringing all that in. I mean, we see that we have a show here today that's right on target for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And happy birthday, Dee.
Thank you. I'm really glad I was born. Let's all just say that right now. You know, I'm really glad I was born. Look at what love I've gotten to put out into the world. You know, whatever you do, through baking cookies, through helping people in an office, through raising children that are aware, through climbing up and becoming a happier, more conscious person, celebrate that, you know, and be happy you were born, because I sure as hell am. Thanks for calling in, darling.
Thank you. Love you.
You too. All right, Miss Jeannie, what's up, baby cake?
Hello, and
hello,
happy
beautiful.
Birthday, dear Dee. Happy birthday to you. Check your emails tomorrow.
Okay.
And I, too, have a bear story.
Oh, goody. Okay.
My sister-in-law, the grandma, went with the mom and the 8-month-old shopping to Macy's up in Plymouth. And the baby was getting very, very restless. And suddenly he looked at Grandma and he said, "Bear, bear, bear."
Oh, Jeannie.
They didn't bring the bear.
Oh, but he asked for it.
And then as they were walking, he started to spit up all over, right as they were passing the very, very expensive suits from Armani.
Well, that'll teach him to go off without that bear ever again.
You got that one right.
Oh, that just, thank you. You know, these stories just make me so happy. And quite frankly, you know, reinforce my faith in this divine idea for this little guy. I truly believe that this I Love Me movement can change the world. And I'm going to start putting together some Facebook things and stuff that you guys can send out and post and everything, so we can really get this movement, you know, of this loving ourselves and celebrating ourselves. I'm Facebooking this project that this little girl has come forward to encourage other kids to do random acts of kindness and created.
Yes.
Cards to pass around, and I think we've already posted that on the Facebook, you know, because I want to encourage everybody that's coming forward so that we start focusing on all this stuff instead of the other stuff, you know. So thank you. Somebody, and I did post this, somebody, a grandma that got the bear, and her little granddaughter was like 4 months old. So she can't understand really what the words are, but the video shows every time they play, you know, the bear's message, her little arms and legs get so excited and she lunges for it. So she's getting the vibration of the love.
Not only that, but believe it or not, they understand in
their
own way.
In their own way. And that's why it's so important for us to understand that we understood vibrationally and energetically before we could ever understand language. So if you're looking at what's, you know, limiting you or challenging you in your life in any way, don't look for words.
Exactly.
Look for the feelings.
And remember I told you when Addie, the older child, he was born May, so I was up there in July, and he was on the changing table. They just finished changing him, and I went over and played with his feet for a few minutes, and I looked at him as he looked very sternly at me, and I said, "Yes, I know who's around you. I know who they are." And then suddenly his arms made angel wings.
Oh, gosh.
They
understand.
Gosh.
Yes, they do. They understand energetically sometimes more than we do because we're taught to shut it out.
That's why you have to watch your language around little ones.
And your feelings.
Uh-huh.
And your feelings,
oh,
guys.
Yeah.
Because they will pick up energetically what's in the house, what's going on.
The same is true of animals. If you have a sick animal,
yeah,
don't start crying. Go outside and cry.
Yeah, yeah.
And
love.
Then laugh, and the yep. animal can pass, if that's what it is to do, in its normal fashion, because they don't feel the way we do.
Yeah, yeah. They're just, well, of course, and the cat knows that they've got 9 lives anyway. Sorry, I just had to make a little humor there. Love you, Jeannie.
Love you, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Miss Patty in Santa Monica, how you doing?
I'm okay. A little very out of balance. this call has helped me tremendously. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And, you know, my pendulum went right to know when you said you were out of balance. So I want to look at that because there's a definition going on, Patty, that out of balance means imbalance. And I think, yes, I'm correct about this, yes. Everything that I was talking about the first of the show, about the press, we think that's the norm now. We accept the imbalance in our world as the norm, being in balance. And we really have got to come forward and define what balance is. So let's do that right now. Well, I can't say it on the air, but I'm going to put it on one of the, you know, you guys, if you don't click on the things that we put on the e-blast, you're missing a lot of good stuff. I'm going to put it on the e-blast tomorrow. But basically, the definition of balance is when nobody or no energy can screw you up. So if the press and what they're sending out to us in their fear-based presentations are messing with our energy, then we go out of balance. So who are you depending, like, you know, nobody's heard from the doctor lately, right, Patty?
Actually, my lesions got bigger.
Okay,
so that
messed you up because
yeah.
you were dependent on that energy. You can't be dependent on that energy because when you're dependent on energy, if that energy doesn't come through for you, you have no core of you to go back to.
Okay?
So
yeah.
The balance is knowing, well, I'm just going to say it again. You want to be in balance, know that you're the Christ child. Know that you are the vibration of love in physical, dimensional form, which is what the Christ child energy represented, is God on earth. All thought, all possibility, all creation through divine love. Okay, now they want to go to your lesions. They want to give you, again, I am not a doctor, but they want to give you some information through the channel about what you can bring into balance to create more of the outcome around this that you want. That's the highest way to say it, yes. And we're going to the sheet, and we're going to a core belief. Now, for those of you that might just be joining us, the sheets are a compilation of over 20 years of information from the channel. They're available with the Balance Podcast at imdwallace.com. Okay, we're going here. Well, this goes right in alignment with what we were just talking about. I can never be God. Other people can be God, but I can't be God. So how are we going to celebrate ourselves as the Christ child energy, as divine love, which is what God is, if we believe I can never be that energy? When I got this creeping crud and I went to do work around it, and I said, obviously it's about the immune system. Everything's about the immune system if you're dealing with health. And they said, yes. And that's a true statement, yes. So I said, you know, what do I need to bring into alignment around my health? And the answer was, you have to know that you are in charge of it. You have to know that you are in charge of directing yourself. And we discussed that on the show a couple of shows ago, I think, and I wrote about it in one of the e-blasts. You have got to know that you are directing your cells. Your cells are not directing you.
Okay. Does that go for my sinus infection too?
Anything about health.
Okay.
Anything about health, Patty.
Okay.
The cells have thought that they had the job of directing our bodies. So we have to literally tell ourselves, no, it's my job. And I'm directing you, all the cells, to be in balance and bring yourself back in balance. And, of course, the more you live in love, the more you heal. So I know this sounds kind of namby-pamby when you're dealing with something like cancer. And it's the core of allowing your body to heal itself.
What's getting me, what's getting me down is the chemo, because it's making me so sick. I never know if it's going to hit.
Well, when I ask that what's getting you down is the chemo, I get a no. The highest thing that's getting you down is the fear.
Okay.
Okay, and you can identify with that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Fear weakens your immune system.
Okay.
So when I say it's the movie I did, I get a no. But the fear that I was depleting myself and the fear that I wasn't going to be able to energetically handle the movie, that fear is what created a challenge to my immune system. So thank you for that clarity, because I hadn't gotten clear about that. So around all fear that is weakening our immune systems in any way. And I want you to remember, immune system is mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, and dimensional, and emotional. It's not just physical. We have immune systems for each of those dimensional beings that we are. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, our clear direction to ourselves is to be in peace and knowing that I am the creator, I am the balance, I am the peace that creates a strong immune system, and so it is. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you, Patty. All righty, and we are going to Anya in North Carolina. Hi, dude. What's up?
Hi there. Happy birthday, number one.
Thank you.
And this is the first time I've been able to tune in weeks. I've been working every Sunday, and it's just such a lift to my day. I was so excited. It was just like, oh, my God, I get to do it at noon.
Well,
so,
good.
Happy birthday,
baby. You know you can always get him in the archives, too.
I know. It's just, you know, putting that in after a long day is just,
I know.
It'll happen.
I know.
It'll happen. Yeah. So I have been in this new job now since almost mid-August, and I just want to see kind of where the energy is around it and my role there or what I'm doing, what can I do differently, just sort of kind of get an idea.
Well, they're saying you already know. You already know where it's at. So why are you asking? The one question they can answer you, and it's not the right word, differently, what you can do differently, but what you can do additionally.
Okay.
The highest word is fun.
Okay.
Have more fun and bring more fun into the workplace.
Okay. Well, I'm I tend to do that anyway. I mean, I'm kind of carefree, and it's not, it's a, I won't say freewheeling, but it's not a rigid atmosphere. So we do, there's a lot of, if you want to say kidding around, there's a lot of joy and lightheartedness.
Well,
there,
I get a yes. So
yeah.
We're not looking at a particular place. When I say we need more discernment, is there another question there? So if I say be more fun within yourself, does that resonate about a truth about your work?
Sometimes. It's been an incredible learning opportunity for me to observe myself, which I was not able to do in the vacuum up here at my home on the hill. So I'm getting a wonderful opportunity to see how I am interacting with people, if I'm enjoying it or whatever, which I find that I am very much. That's one of my favorite parts of the job, is all the people that I get to meet. I find that if I am not making the sales that I think I could or should be making, that I can take myself to task and whatever. So that's an area that I can see that I'm going out of my joy about, that
needs
to be addressed. Yeah.
Bring more joy into making the deal.
Okay.
Because people want to be in joy when they make a deal. They want to feel good about it.
Especially if the prices they're charging. So
You can feel better about the prices that they're charging if you give people more joy in the creating of them.
Right. And I really sincerely, that's my goal. It's just to be in the flow with whomever I'm dealing with.
And basically they're saying, you know, you're pretty in alignment with everything.
Okay.
So acknowledge that. Don't keep looking at what you need to fix.
Okay.
Because if we keep looking at what we need to fix, we don't have as much fun.
Yeah, and I want to shift the energy on that aspect for me into how can I enhance the experience, because this has been such a high level of physical activity that I find that I've still been adjusting to, of course, now with retail, Christmas, and the speed that you need to go and the rapidity with which you need to track what's going on and follow and all of that kind of stuff. So I have to get ageism out of my mind.
And all of that is the antithesis of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so when that stuff comes up and it comes into your consciousness, be aware in that moment. Go, okay, well, how can I bring this back to fun?
Right, exactly.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Otherwise,
you go down
that rabbit hole. And then
you forget
that you're celebrating yourself as this being of love.
Well, what's funny is so many people say, are you the owner? And I, instead of saying... One time I said, oh, no, I'm just one of the minions. And now I say, well, I am in my head, you know, in my imagination, I'm the owner of this fine establishment.
Well,
we play that way as well.
And quite truthfully, everybody that works for an establishment, just like on a movie set, is a part of the creation of a whole.
Absolutely.
100%. So you actually are part
of
the ownership.
Yep. Absolutely.
Energetically.
Absolutely.
All right, darling.
Part of what
thanks
makes it wonderful.
For calling.
Thank you, honey, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I love you, too. And we're going to Donna in San Diego. Hi.
Hi there. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not sure what to ask. I just thought maybe I could see what some information I might need to be helpful at this time. Is that okay? Just kind of leave it open, or
do I need Well, it's okay with me, but they want you to be more specific because this is kind of your pattern, you know, like just somebody give it to me or somebody give me the information or when the angels are ready or when God wants me to, and they want you to take more responsibility, Donna.
Well, you know, I think you're right. Well, direction as far as path, what I was born to offer, you know, the world. I've been told I have healing abilities. I just want to focus. I just want to narrow it down to the one thing that I can go learn and be able to give back.
Yes,
you know,
but darling.
Yes.
And I'm talking to all of you because I get this question, especially during privates. There isn't one thing.
Okay.
The whole world is open to you, and the world is not going to tell you what one thing is that's going to create you as the passionate, happy, joyful individual you want to be. So you have to go, okay, it's up to me. I'm the creator. I'm the Christ child born that everybody's coming to see. What do I want to put out into the world? And where does it rock my boat to do that?
Exactly.
Okay. Nobody said to me, Dee, you should do a radio show where you channel for people. But when I sat down and thought, what would rock my boat? What would give me joy? Oh, connecting with everybody once a week. I would love to do that. I would love to give them a platform, especially the people that can't afford to come in and do private sessions. I could give that way. That made me excited, Donna. So what makes you excited? Do you know?
Helping people. I mean, I think I have... But it has to be health-related, homeopathic, just that type of thing. There's so many different areas. I guess I can just go in and just experience some of them and see what...
And that's what we all do.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, I got a teaching degree. Teaching in high school didn't rock my boat so much. But teaching in my life, I've done all my life. And that excites me. Teaching healing, teaching acting, teaching dance, you know. But I had to start out looking at being a teacher before I could go, yeah, I love teaching, but not in this particular venue, right?
That makes sense, yeah.
For me, I had an opportunity to study Reiki. It didn't grab me.
Same here.
But studying energy and studying the brain and how all of that is interconnected, oh, my God, it lights me up like a firecracker. And so I ask for that information, and all that information comes into me because I ask.
Okay.
So ask yourself. Not any energy outside of you, although all energy can help create discernment around that. Ask, what excites me? Let me feel what excites me. And then you've got to trust that and start delving into it and learning about it and experiencing it so that you can expand it. And that will take you to something else, and that will take you to something else. And pretty soon, you will have the circle of what passionately you want to do in your life.
That makes sense. Well, thanks for reminding me of that. I'm sure I knew it, you know, unconsciously, but yeah, that helps.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
It's up to you, baby. Don't be waiting, you know.
Okay.
I asked, when I sat down, where Bupa started was, okay, after 30 years of private sessions and teaching people all over the world, I know that loving themselves and valuing who they are is at the core of every session I've ever done. What can I do? What can I create for the world that will help people love themselves more? And I was given the bear. So
That story. I'll have to look that up,
So I had to follow then and take action on that. And sometimes it's been daunting. But the excitement around knowing that it's a gift to the world and a divinely given idea that I'm supposed to take out there. But I had to ask myself first.
Yeah.
What do I do? What makes me happy? What is it that I know that I want to do in this world? And then the answers come.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
So
yes,
sit down and get
you.
Quiet and go to you, because you, my darling, are the greatest creator of you. Thanks for calling in. Well,
yeah,
we got through a lot of people, but, man, I'm sorry if I didn't get to your call today. So many blessings to all of you. Please join me at the Circle of Miracles on December 20th. The December special, the 30-minute privates for $100 are still on, but only through December 30th. We are not accepting anything after December 30th. Go to BubbaBear.com. Or I am D. Wallace, and check out the webinar, Train the Brain for 2016 Success with Dana Wild. I'm really excited about this. She's got a step-by-step process for you and a free gift and all that good kind of stuff that we try to do. So, again, go into these holidays getting up every morning and celebrating you as the beingness of love that all wise men are looking to for guidance and rebirth. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.